$5. Good to see you this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. I know I was just blessed to see my brother Scott come in.
Amen. Amen.
Woo. A whole lot of prayer going up. Amen. God is so good. Amen. He just bless us. Amen. And to keep us. Hallelujah. Even when, you know, we don't know what's going on around us, he's good. Just tell somebody, I'm glad to be here today. Now, did you mean that? Amen. I'm glad to be here. I'm always glad to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Because I know there was a time. But we won't go into all that. Amen. I'm not the only one in the room. Amen. But it's, like, again, good to be here to you in the house, those online. Amen. We're just praying that God will have his way in us. Amen. We thank God for every guest that's in the house this morning. You're welcome to come back, be a part, join in. Amen. There's always room for more. But amen, I hope you came to be challenged or provoked this morning. Amen. In his word, amen. To, because we want to, how many of us really want to grow in God?
Amen.
We want to grow and become stronger, amen, and to know him more. Amen. Well, I want to try to do a little bit of that this morning. Amen. Some provoking. Amen. And when we leave here, we don't want to be the same.
Amen.
Amen. But I have a bit of reading. I just want to begin reading in the book of Acts this morning. Amen. Starting in the first chapter and beginning at the first verse. Amen. I'm going to read quite a little bit here, 11 verses. Amen. Because I want to kind of set a foundation. Amen, of where we're going this morning. It says, the former treatise I have made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandment unto his apostles, whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to God, the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. Everybody say power.
Power.
After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received them out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by him in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come, I hear what he said, in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. So that same Jesus is going to come back. Same way you see him coming up, he's going to come on back down. Amen. So why are you looking there? You got things to do. Huh? Why are you hanging out? He gone. Amen. And we're going to deal with that a little bit. But, you know, I want us to recognize that, you know, there's a timeline I want to share with you this morning. Amen. And this all going to make sense as we go along. But Jesus was crucified in the Passover week. Amen, which most people in the Western world call Easter. Amen, and we just celebrated Easter not long ago. Am I right? Amen, and he was crucified, amen, and buried. Amen. But he rose again, what we call Resurrection Sunday. Amen. They say he was resurrected. Amen. But I believe Jesus said in the scripture that no man take my life, but I give it. I lay it down. And he also said what? I take it up again. So he wasn't resurrected by somebody else. He got up himself. Amen. But on the third day, amen, and he appeared to his disciples, and he walked with them and talked with them, amen, for 40 days after his resurrection, and he appeared to over 500 people. Over 500 witnesses saw him post-crucifixion. You know, after he had been killed and put into the tomb, amen, and counted as dead. The enemy thought he won, but truly, he just stirred up some things. He just fulfilled God's plan and purpose. You know, and then we just read where he ascended after the 40 days. He ascended up out of their sight, amen. But before he ascended up, amen, he told them to go to Jerusalem and wait until they be endowed, as it says, amen, with power from on high. Amen, because he let them know, amen, that you shall receive what? Power. That's why I had your repeat power. That's your part. Amen. And he let them know you receive power, amen, and we want that power. We need that power. And I could go so far to say we got that power. Amen. If you've been born again, amen, you've been filled with the Holy Spirit, amen, you have the power of the Holy Spirit on board. There's no doubt about that, amen, because God is a keeper of his word. But they left there after they seen him ascend, and they went to Jerusalem, amen, and that was 40 days after he resurrected, amen. And so, therefore, they stood there in Jerusalem for 10 days waiting for the power to show up, waiting for the outpouring of the Spirit to come upon them. 40 and 10 is what? 50. 50 days. Anybody know what 50 days is? He said half a century. That's a long time. Amen. But the 50th day, amen, is the day of Pentecost. 50 days. 50 days, amen. And that's why when we read, amen, what was said, amen, that the power will come, amen, we begin to find out, amen, today is actually Pentecost Sunday. You know, so we recognize, okay, what does Pentecost Sunday represent? What is Pentecost Sunday all about? Amen. Now, I just gave you the timeline for his death, his burial, his resurrection. Amen. And now he told him to wait until he received the power from on high. And on the 50th day, which is the day of Pentecost, amen, the culmination of the Feast of Weeks, amen, and all the people that come together, amen, for the wheat harvest and all that during this festival, amen, the day of Pentecost shows up, and on that day, the Holy Spirit is poured out, amen, for the first time upon the masses, amen. We look through the Old Testament, we see the Holy Spirit moving on this one or that one, but this is the first time we see the Holy Spirit poured out upon the 120 that were up in the room. Amen. And when they went out, amen, and this was noise, and people came from all around saying, what's going on? Amen. Because at that time, because they came together for the Feast of Pentecost, amen, they came together, there were people there from every nation under heaven. God know how to do things. When he going to start something, amen, he able to start it right. So on that very day, on the day of Pentecost, the 120 were filled, amen, with his power. And as we look at this thing today, amen, and we celebrate Pentecost, we think about Pentecost, we realize, amen, that Pentecost, amen, not only did he pour out the Spirit on that day, amen, but Peter stood up and preached the first message to the New Testament church, which was birthed on the day of Pentecost. Amen. So you say, well, when did the church start? The New Testament church started on the day of Pentecost. Amen. Peter preached the first word. Amen. And when he preached that message, amen, they came and said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Because they were convicted. They were pricked in their hearts, the scripture said. And he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift. It's a gift, y'all. You don't have to work for it. Amen. Of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So this is where we are today. So today is literally the church's birthday. I mean, it's amazing because a lot of people don't recognize or see that. But, you know, we celebrate our own birthday. And you want gifts and you want presents, right there, honey? It's my birthday. Well, today is the church's birthday, so you should be celebrating yourself because you are the church. Amen. So as we recognize that, and not only is it our celebration of our birthday, but it's also a reminder, amen, of what we have received. You know, sometimes we go through life. I'm talking to Christians now. Amen. We go through life and challenges and troubles and struggles come our way. Amen. And we can tend to forget what we got on board.
Amen.
Right. Amen. And then we start fighting this fight, what? On our own. In our own strength, with our own understanding, our own power and ability. And we forget what you got on board. Which is the power of the Holy Spirit, amen, that you should be able to handle all these things, amen. So just what I want to ask you a question and just to encourage you, amen, because the title of our message is Using Your God-Given Power. And my question is, what you doing with your power? Do you remember or do you realize? You know, because I've come to the understanding after many years, amen, that a lot of times we don't realize what we really have on board. And I don't like to use the word what, because it's really a who we have on board, which is the Holy Spirit himself.
Amen.
Amen. If you would just call it, it's like God has deposited himself in each and every one of his children. Amen. And all we got to do is call upon him and he'll show up. Amen. He said, I'm near you, even in your mouth. Amen. In other words, you just got to say the word. And power shows up. You know, if you speak the word of Jesus, the devil got to run. Amen. But we find ourselves letting him beat us up and put us through and go all through these things. And I'm saying, not so. Look at Acts, the second chapter. I mean, after Peter preached the message to them and they felt the conviction, it's in 38 and 39, it says, and then Peter said unto them, repent. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall, say shall.
Yeah.
It didn't say you might. It said you shall, amen, receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise, it's a promise, and it's a gift. How many of us like people to make promises and that they're going to give us a gift and like them to keep that promise? You know, you see, one thing I learned was especially with some of my grandchildren, do not promise them little jokers something.
Amen.
They will hold you to the promise. And if you don't, they will bug you, they will call you, they will FaceTime you, they'll let them granddad, papa. Okay. But they expect you to keep your word. And that's in a natural sense. So how much more, amen, should we be able to expect God to keep his promise, amen, and give us the gift that he promised us? But all we got to do is ask for it. All we got to do is accept it and what? Receive it. We don't have to fight for it, amen. You don't have to struggle. You don't have to, you know, just, all you got to do is just receive the promise. Well, some say, well, I just got to get right first. You're not getting it because you're not living right. People tell you, but see, the reason he promised it to us, the reason he said we needed power, is because he knew we couldn't live right without it. He knew we couldn't get right without it. I mean, I know I needed a whole lot of Holy Ghost. Amen, to help a brother out. And I know I'm not the only one in the room. Amen. We need the Holy Spirit to help us to overcome us. To save us from ourselves and our own crazy thinking. Amen. Our own actions and our own ways of doing things. The Holy Spirit is right there on board speaking to you. You got to just turn the volume down a little bit so you can hear him. Amen. And how many times we hear the Holy Spirit saying something and we just keep on going our own way? Amen. We just go on and do what we want to do anyway because why? We can overrule, overpower, and override the voice of the Holy Spirit. Did you know? Because he's not going to make us do anything. But he's right there, amen, to be our help and our strength, our guide, our comforter, amen, to help us, amen. So when you recognize, amen, that on this day, if we were in Jesus' time, on this day, the Holy Spirit will be being poured out upon us right about now. And guess what? He's in the room. He's in the room. All you got to do is entreat him. He's in the room, amen. And he wants to be a blessing to every single one of us, amen. See, these things connect us back to the beginning. It connects us back to the foundation of the church. It connects us back to our true spiritual roots, which is in Christ Jesus. You know, recognizing that God loves us, amen, and he wants to build us up. Amen. I want to read that 8th verse to you in the Amplified Bible, Acts 1 and 8. Say, but ye shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might. Now, who's he talking to? You. Me. Amen. Ability, efficiency, and might. That means you are not helpless. Amen. But sometimes the enemy wants to make us feel like we're helpless. That we can't do it. We can't handle it. It's too much for us. No. We have all that we need. He said, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, amen, and, well, this is one part I got to hang out on a little bit, you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and Jerusalem, and in unto the ends, the very bounds of the earth. It's funny, I got a call from one of my boys this morning as I got into the office, amen, and that's Drew. You know, he said he had a dream, so he wanted to call and talk to me. You know, but Drew is a believer, because I look at that word, the very ends or the bounds. He's a believer in the flat earth conspiracy. I call it this conspiracy. See, why do I say that? Because, see, to them, there's an end, but see, when it says the ends of the earth, that there is no end because it's a circle. It's a ball. Amen. Just give a child a ball and tell them to draw a line on that ball to the end.
Come on, Jesus.
And they'll still be going.
Hallelujah.
You'll never get to the end. But what is he saying? He said to cover the whole earth. So my question now is, what you doing with your power? Are you using it to be a witness? Now, well, Pastor, he said in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria. I don't live there. Right? Wrong answer. This is our Jerusalem. Amen. Amen. In our Samaria.
Amen.
And to the ends of the earth. In other words, from where you are and moving on out to be a witness. Amen. Don't just, you know, be like the chosen frozen or those that I got it and they got to get it on their own. No, somebody told you about Jesus. Somebody told me about Jesus. And sometimes we're afraid, amen, to be a witness. We're afraid to be the light because people won't, they might reject you. Anybody ever felt like that? Anybody? Come on. Remember this. When the Holy Spirit is moving upon you to speak to somebody, to share the love of Christ or the word of God to them, just to say, maybe it's hard just to say, God bless you.
That's it.
Have a nice day. Have a blessed day. You know, but remember this. If you went to that same person and told them about a Walmart special, come on, y'all. Would they receive you? You know, if you told them there's a gas station down there giving away gas for free today, would they receive you? They probably wouldn't even take time to say, yeah, they'd be gone. Right? See, so what I'm trying to get you to see is when they reject the gospel, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting the information. Because you could turn around and talk to that same person about anything else, you know, they'll receive you. So don't make it about you.
That's right.
You say, Holy Spirit, give me the power. Give me the courage.
Yes.
Because you have the power on board, but do you have the courage to use it? So, Lord, give me the courage, amen, to be a witness. Give me the courage. And you know one thing I've found, amen, that it is encouraging to you when you really encourage somebody else. Amen. When you are able to be a blessing to somebody, well, maybe that's just me, the way my mind works, amen. Because it blesses me to be a blessing.
That's right, amen.
Amen. It's encouraging, amen, to be an encourager.
Amen.
Right. And I believe the scripture lets us know you shall what? reap what you sow.
Amen.
Right? So if you sow in hate and anger and discord and you wonder why it's coming back at you. But when you start sowing encouragement and love and peace, you know, and blessing people on every hand, well, guess what? It's going to start coming back your way. Right? So what? So actually, you know what? Y'all just selfish. You doing it so you can get something in return. No, I'm leaving y'all alone. But just because you say, I mean, it's going to come back. Right? And God don't lie. You know, but one thing I looked at on the day of Pentecost, amen, 3,000 souls was added to the church. Well, what a kickoff for the church. Amen. And back then, 3,000 souls was a whole lot of people. You know, a couple villages and more, right? I mean, that's a whole lot of people, amen, getting saved on one day, getting baptized in Jesus' name on one day, amen, and getting filled with the Spirit on 3,000 people. And remember this. They were from all nations under heaven, they said. So after that coming together, now everybody went back to their own homes, and guess what? Beginning to spread the gospel. God got a plan. God got a plan, amen. But he wants to use you and me, amen, to spread the gospel here in Oak Harbor and beyond. Right? So we got a work to do, amen. We got to get busy, amen, so that we can be a part of what God's doing in the earth. You know, because truly, he wants us to do his work. You know, God didn't save you and snatch you out of here. Right? He saved you and he left you here so he can use you to reach somebody else. But he didn't expect you to do it on your own. So he gave you power. You know, I think about how he told me, man, to go. He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And he didn't stop there. Then he said, go ye therefore. Now, why did he preface it with the power? Because he's letting you know, I have all power. You have my Spirit on board. That means you have all power. So now it's time for you to go. Time for you. And you're not going in your own strength. You're not going in your own. You're going in his power. Amen. He's letting you know, amen, I got your back. Right? I got your back. Just go and do. Amen, and be who God wants you to be. Amen, I got you back. Don't be afraid of them rejecting me. Amen, because why? It's not about you. Amen, I think about the young man who brought me to Christ. Now, if he'd have just talked to me one time, I'd still be out there somewhere, right? I just didn't consider if he would have been the only one to ever witness to me. But that rascal stayed on me for over a year, Jason. I worked with him in the military, and he was on me. And then, not only that, when we were home, he was Pastor Linda's there. He would show up at my house every Saturday. And I'm out there washing my God.
Come on now.
Waxing and shining and making it look good, amen. So I could roll good through the week. Then I wash it again. But, and he shows up, and he don't want me down. So finally I told him, okay, we'll come and check y'all out. Yeah, I'm going to go check them out, right? That's what I told him, we'll come and check y'all out tomorrow. So he was glad, he's on his way. Then I go in the house, and I tell Pastor Linda, we're going to church tomorrow. And she got excited. Because she was raised in church. I wasn't.
Amen.
And she got excited and ready to get the kids' clothes together and all that. Then she stopped and asked me, what church are we going to? I told her the name of the church. She's like, Because she had been to that holiness church. And she's like, I ain't going back. You know, she went there while I was deployed, amen, and she had some experiences there, and they called her out and read her mail, and it was hers, you know. So she wasn't going back, but then so she said, okay. No, I told her the next morning, she asked me when we was going. And I said, I'm up getting ready, Sunday morning. No, I'm getting ready, she's getting ready. And she asked me what church we going to, and I told her, and she's like, no. And then she started giving me other alternatives. Uh-huh. We can go to this one or we can go over here. I said, I told him I was coming there. And she's like, nope. I said, okay. I said, start taking my clothes off. Get back in bed and relax and just chill. She's like, all right. And we went, and it's been on ever since. I went to check them out, and it checked me out of the world into the kingdom. And I'm not complaining about it at all. It was God's goodness and God's grace, amen, that did it. But see, if I hadn't given my word, amen, if he hadn't stayed on me like he did, amen. So I'm asking the question, who are you staying on?
Hallelujah.
How are you using your power? Your God-given power. See, he didn't just give you power to make you powerful.
Right.
And to hold it to yourself. Right? He gave you power, amen, so you can go out there and use it against the enemy.
Right.
Snatching people from the fire. Amen. Operating, letting the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you. Amen. And one thing that's amazing, and I want you to see your hands if you know what I'm talking about. When you start talking, all of a sudden, things start coming to your head. You know it ain't you. Right? Because it's the Holy Spirit speaking through you, giving you what to say to that individual. Amen. See, all you got to do is show up and he'll. Right? He's just asking you and me to show up. Amen, so that he can be able, amen, to reach somebody through you, amen, so that he can draw them to himself. He needs us to be the light. He needs us to be the salt, amen, to go out there. See, one thing I was thinking about light the other day, amen. See, light doesn't care if it's raining. Light don't care if it's 125 degrees outside. It don't care, amen, if you're in a good mood or bad mood.
Hallelujah.
It don't care if people like you or don't like you.
That's right.
Huh? Light's light. Thank amen. And one thing light does immediately is it dispels darkness.
Yeah.
It's not having a struggle with the dark to see who gonna win. Right? Light shows up and it shines. You hit that light switch and what happens? Darkness is gone. Amen. And see, that's how we are to be, the Holy Spirit in us. Amen. We can't be worried about this or that. Just be the light. The light's going to deal with everything else. It's going to get rid of the darkness. It's going to expose the dirt, the junk.
Hallelujah.
Everything that's done in the dark will be what? See, y'all help me preach. It's going to show up. Amen. And when the light shines on it, now you got to do something about it. So he wants us to be the light. He wants us to use the power of the Holy Spirit, amen, to go and make a difference in somebody's life. Amen. To be the change, amen. And see, when we say salt and light, now, what about the salt? We got any salty saints in here? I hope so. Because the scripture says if the salt has lost its savior, I mean, in other words, its flavor, its taste, its powerfulness, it's good for nothing to be trampled underfoot. Amen. So I hope we got some salty people in here, amen. And salt, it don't. And think about salt, it don't take a whole lot of salt to change the dish. If you put too much salt in there, you can ruin some stuff. And see, and we need to think about that. Just the right amount of salt, amen, at the right time, amen. But you don't want to go and just dump on somebody, amen, and just give them, just try to get them all saved up in one day, and you just done dumped everything on them, you done ruined the pot. Just a little sprinkle of salt here, and sprinkle of salt there, and you just keep being salt in their life, amen, and you let God do the work, amen. See, you sprinkle it, and he'll stir it up. Because he's going to stir up some things in them, amen. Because why? You are being the salt in their life, amen. So we have a job to do, amen. And I want you to know that you are empowered to do the job. You have the strength. You have the power. I just want to encourage you to use it. Take courage. God didn't call us, save us, to be scourged saints. Hey, I said scourged. Huh? He didn't call us, amen, to be afraid, amen, because what did he say? He has not given us the power, the spirit of fear, right? But of what? Y'all know it. So we ain't got no reason not to do it. You got the power of love, huh? The spirit of love, rather. You see, you can't have the Holy Spirit on board and not have the spirit of love on board, because God is love. So just a little commercial here. You can't say I don't love them if you got God. Because God is love. Now, you might not like something they said or did, but you got to love them. Because you got God. And God is love. Amen. And I don't know about you, but it was love that drew me. It was love and kindness that drew me. Amen. It wasn't somebody telling me I was going to hell. It wasn't somebody telling me how far I was out there and just reminding me about all my sin. I already knew that. Tell me something good. Tell me something to bring me out of that. Amen. You know, so it's love and kindness that draws. Amen. So you see, one thing I've learned, amen, is if you are manipulating people with words of power, I mean, of fear, fear don't last long. Right? But love will carry you forever. Love will impact your life forever. So we got to recognize, amen, that God didn't come, amen, to beat us up. Because he already knew we was messed up. Right? He already knew the enemy was beating us up enough. So he came to save us from that, save us from ourselves, amen, and bring us into his kingdom, amen. But then he gave us power. And if you know what he did for you, imagine how it feels to see him do it for somebody else.
That's right.
Because we had the courage to let him use us to be light in their life. We let him use us, amen. So this the day of Pentecost is to remind us of the transformative power of the Holy Spirit. When you got the Holy Spirit on board, it should give you courage. I mean, it's like some of y'all might not be old enough to remember watching Popeye.
Come on now, amen.
How many of y'all remember Popeye?
Amen.
Popeye
amen.
The Sailor Man.
Amen. Amen.
Huh? Let me see your hands again.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, I got almost 50% of y'all remember Popeye, right? Popeye was a little scrawny dude.
Amen.
Right? But when he got a hold of that spinach. See, it was one of them things they did so kids would eat spinach. But when he got a hold of that spinach, he could whoop up some people. Huh? He had the power and the strength to do what he wanted to do. Well, I'm trying to tell you, the Holy Ghost is more than spinach. Amen. And they take you from your fear to your power if you let it operate in you. And see, we need some more Popeyes in the kingdom. I'm not talking about the chicken joint. Some of y'all thought I was talking about Popeye's chicken. No. I'm talking about the cartoon Popeye, the Sailor Man. Amen. And I see that when you call your name, amen, the Christian.
Amen.
Able to go and do what you couldn't do on your own, amen, because you got the Holy Spirit on board. You have power on board, amen, so that you can operate like he wants you to operate. You know, so I'm asking you again, what you doing with your power? What you doing? Are you using your God-given power?
You, God.
Are you just letting it lay there dormant, amen, and not allowing it, amen, to develop in your life, amen, and become all that he wants you to be? You know, I look at how Luke recorded some of these things as Jesus told them, amen. I want us to really understand, amen, and when Luke was talking, amen, about what Jesus told them just before his ascension, amen. In Luke 24, amen, it says, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise. Notice he didn't say be risen, but to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father unto you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem till you be endued, amen, with power from on high. Realize the power comes from God. The power belongs to God. And because you belong to God, it's all his. Amen? And see, so we got to make up in our mind. Amen. See, sometimes we don't realize we belong to God. Amen. The scripture really lays out. He said, you, God, your body, said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. There's so many places he lets us know that you're God's property. Whether you accept him, follow him or not, you're God's property. He made us. Amen. So we need to recognize, amen. So we need to understand he wants us to be that light. He wants, amen, to be able to move freely through us. But look at the difference. See, when they came to take Jesus away, to crucify him, amen, to take him to the kangaroo court on that night after he had sat down and had the Lord's Supper, amen, instituting the communion. Amen. Had the Lord's Supper with his disciples. Amen. And when they came and they took him away, they all ran and hid. Amen. When they got to the garden, amen, and Judas showed up. Amen. Amen. And with the Sanhedrin guard, amen, and they came. And Jesus just spoke the word. They said, he asked, who do you seek? And they said, Jesus. He said, I am he. And all the soldiers fell back like they were dead. Just because it's just showing his power. He said, y'all can't take me unless I let you. In other words, you know, MC ain't got nothing on him. He said, you can't touch this unless I let you. Right? So when they took him away, amen, the 12, or it was the 11, well, it was still the 12, but Judas, he kissed him on the cheek, and Judas knew he was in trouble already. But they ran and hid. Why? They've been with him 3.5 years. They've seen the miracles that he did.
Yeah.
They were there when he fed the 5,000. They were there when he fed the 4,000.
Yeah.
Amen. They were there, amen, when they seen Peter get out the boat and walk on water because Jesus said, come. I mean, they've seen all these things. They've seen him raise the dead. They've seen him open blind eyes.
Amen.
Wouldn't you think that would be enough? But when they came and took him away, they ran and hid. You know why? Because they didn't have the power on board. We can see a lot of things, amen. We can know a lot of things. We can understand a lot of things. But if we don't have the right power on board, we will fear for our lives. But after the resurrection, look what it says in Acts 4:33. He said, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Great power. This is after his resurrection, after they've been filled. Now they're going and doing what he said do. Amen. And now they're not afraid anymore. They're not scared anymore. Why? Because they got the power on board. Amen. And when you do the history and you look at how they all died, every single one of them martyred for standing for Jesus. Not one of them after that ever denied him. Because they had the power on board. It wasn't because of what they saw. It's because of who was on board. Amen. And they knew they had the strength to do it. And, you know, people say, well, I don't know. Now, how many of you would allow yourself to be boiled in oil, hung upside down, have the flesh stripped from you? These are some of the ways they died. And how many of us would do that for a lie? No. But they did it because they knew the truth. And no matter what,
hallelujah.
Let me say that again, no matter what the challenge was, they wasn't going back down. Because they had the power on board to stand for the truth. They weren't afraid of what men would do. Sometimes we say, well, I can't say too much because, you know, they told me not to talk about Jesus. You know what? I'd rather talk about Jesus and find a new job. Because, see, y'all don't get me. Y'all don't get me. See, he is your source. Your boss ain't your source. I've seen God do so many different things in the area of employment, and not just in my life, but in other lives. I've seen God do things that just would blow your mind. Why? Because he said, I got you. I am your source. David said, amen, I've been once was young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed beg bread. God will take care of you. He said he will supply all of our needs. Amen. And maybe you don't need to be on that job where they don't want to hear nothing about Jesus. Amen. But see, if you make a stand, and I've done it even in the military, made a stand, said, no, I'm living for the Lord. And I'm not backing down.
Amen.
See, now, I was in it back in the day. See, some of y'all don't know the military I knew. Amen. That was over 30 years ago. I'm dating myself. But I want y'all to hear what I'm about to say. I stood on what I believed. To the point, amen, I had Master Chiefs coming to me. Can you pray for me?
Praise God.
Amen. We're on the ship about to cross the equator. You going? No, I ain't doing that crazy stuff. I'm not bowing down to no God of the sea. No, well, you got to go to the chapel. No problem. Or no, they told you got to go up to the forecastle on the carrier. So you got to go up there. Not a problem. Take my Bible. I have Bible study with the men up there. Right? No, I'm the flight deck chief. Day check. But we had noonday prayer in the ship's chapel every day. Every day. So I let my maintenance chief know, at noon, I'm turning the deck over to the line chief. Okay, no problem. Every day I was at prayer. I don't care if they was in the middle of a launch or anything else. I was at prayer. See, so you can make a stand, and when you walk it honorably, and people know you are sincere about your faith, they will work with you. They will honor you because you're honoring God. God will give you favor. And that's just a couple things. I've seen the favor of God, amen, because if I just be the light, walk in the way he wants me to walk, he'll do the rest. So don't be afraid. You know, sometimes the enemy wants us to be afraid because he wants to steal the opportunities that are in front of us. He wants you, amen, to not receive all the blessings that come with just stepping out on the word of God and doing what God has told you to do, to be the light, be the salt. It's not hard because you got power on board. You just got to have the courage, amen, to do what he's giving you to do. We don't have any excuses, right? We just got to use what God gave us. And say, yes, Lord, I will do. Amen. And this is when the power, when you just step out and face that giant, like David when he faced that lion, whose power you think was with him? The power of God. When he faced the bear, whose power was with him? God. Amen, because he was standing on the word of God. But the enemy wants us to be afraid. And he wants us to back down. But no. Look at Matthew 10 and 1. My time is about up. Amen. But in Matthew 10 and 1, it says this. And when he had called unto him his 12, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now, he gave them the same power that he gave us, because it's not a different Holy Spirit. It's not a different Holy Spirit. Same Holy Spirit. Or should I say Holy Ghost? Amen. Same Holy Ghost back then. Same Holy Ghost right now. See, God said, he said, I'm the same today, yesterday, and forever. Same power, same authority over sickness and disease, over unclean spirits, all those things. It's operating in us right now. Well, it's in us. It just needs to be operated. Amen. We need to say, Lord, increase my faith. Lord, help my unbelief. Because That's where the problem lies. There's no problem with the power. You know, we was talking with Elder Willie yesterday at the men's meeting, and he was making an analogy about the car engine and how everything works together, amen, and without the drive shafts got its part, everything works together good, amen, so that the car can get on down the road, but you got all the power in the engine, amen, but if the other parts don't connect, the car ain't going nowhere. So what am I saying? You got all the power on board. But we got some connections that may be missing to transfer that power to our mouths, to transfer that power to our faith, amen, so that we can begin to see that power move and operate all around us. God wants to do it. John 14:12 says, verily, verily, I say unto you. Now this verse hits home. See, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. So he said, all the things that they saw him do, all the things we read in the scripture that Jesus did, he said, if you believe on me, you can do it too. And he didn't stop there. He said, you'll do even greater works than these, because I'm going to my Father. In other words, I'm passing the baton to you. And we got it. And, you know, I know many of us have watched races where they drop the baton. We don't want to drop this one. Amen. We don't want to drop this one. Amen. You have everything that you need on board. And I really want to encourage you to use it. I want to, you know, because we got to do what God has called us to do. We got to be the people that God has called us to be. Amen. My last scripture, then we're going to stand. Amen. Ephesians 3:20 says this, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to his power, hear what it says, that worketh in us. He can do, we want God to do all these great things, but he said it's according to the power. Not just his power, but the power that works in us. So he want to do exceeding great things through you and me with the power that we have on board. We're not just here to be a bystander. God is looking for participators. Amen. Them that will put their hand to the work. Amen. That will open their mouth. That will be at somebody's house every Saturday.
No, Jesus.
For as long as it takes, somebody that's serious about reaching somebody, making a difference. Jeremiah said, hear my Lord, use me. Huh? But the Lord said, who will go? And Jeremiah said, I'll go. But then one of the other things, I mean, and I'm going to let you go, let's stand. Jeremiah said, I'm a man of unclean lips. So the Lord, through the Spirit, amen, he took a coal, hot coal, and placed it on his lips, purged him.
Thank you, God.
That's the other issue, the problem that stops us from using our power. Is there's got to be some purity before power. A pure heart, a pure mind, a pure soul committed to God. Because God don't want to operate through a defiled
Amen.
Vessel. You have more power on board. Amen. When you let him do the work. Amen. He straightens us up so he can use us. Tell someone next to you, you have the power. Amen. He just wants us to use it, to take courage. So maybe that'd be a prayer this week. Lord, give me the courage to use the power that I have on board, to be the light that you want me to be. I don't have to fret. I don't have to fear, because you haven't given me the spirit of fear, with power, love, and a sound mind. You ain't crazy. God is talking to you. God is encouraging you. God is provoking you to go and speak to that individual. God is provoking you to make some adjustments maybe in your own life or mine. God's speaking to you, amen, because God wants to use you. And never think you're too small. Yeah, and in God's kingdom, there ain't no big eyes or little U's. Amen. We all got to conform and line up to him and say yes to his will. And I'm no different, amen. We got to line up to him and say, Lord, help us to be who you want us to be. So if you're here this morning, amen, and you want to release that power and you're having some challenges, I invite you to come. I just want to pray over you. See, you're not coming unto me. You're coming unto God, amen, and you're surrendering it to
praise
God.
You.
You're asking him to stir that power, that desire.
The good and the bad.
Lord, praise.
Not to sit, or not to hold it, not to be afraid to use it.
Rather happy or sad.
Rather happy or sad.
Lord, I'll pray.
I'll praise
Father, in the name
you.
Of Jesus.
In all.
Lord, we come before you right
in
now.
In all that I go through,
because
Lord, and I pray for these that have come.
Lord,
that you're stirring their heart.
I do.
Lord,
because I owe it all.
I ask you right now.
Because I owe it
Lord,
all to
strengthen
you,
us
to you.
For the work. Strengthen
praise
our resolve.
Is what I do.
To allow your power
praise is
to
what
operate
I do
when I want to be.
Lord, that the power
wanna
would
be
continue
to
lie dormant
I live,
while I try to operate in my own strength,
my
own ability, and my own knowledge,
praise,
God. So I surrender to you right now, Lord.
Praise is
Lord,
who
we say,
I
yes,
am.
Lord, use me. Use us according to
praise
your divine purpose and will, God.
Name.
Lord, we don't want to hold
yes,
back from
Jesus.
You, Lord. We want you to
praise
use us. We want to see lives change. We want to see souls
I'll
saved. Bless. Lord, we want to be good,
I'll
salt, bless. And light for your kingdom.
All time,
so, Lord, we come
all
right now.
Time.
Lord, we cast down every
I
lie.
Bow.
Every scheme, God. Every plot to make us feel
to
that we can't do it, that we're less than.
Through the
hallelujah.
Good
Lord, we have
the
I'll praise you.
The power of the Holy Spirit. The power that spoke all things
Jesus.
Into existence. The power over life and death, Lord. It's in our mouth, God. And we ask you right now, Lord, to help us to release that power to save some from death and to bring them to life in you. In the name of Jesus.
Because
use the power, God. Let us not let it be my idol any longer.
I do.
Because I owe it all.
We yield. Lord, don't make let me
say praise is who
make
I
it about
am.
Me any longer.
Praise is what
but to make it about you, God.
That's what you said.
That when they reject your word, they're rejecting you. Ooh. They're rejecting their salvation.
Say praise,
they're rejecting
praise.
The greatest gift of all.
It's what I do.
It's what
me,
I do.
I'm not the gift.
It's
I'm just a messenger.
Praise,
Lord,
what
and
I
just want to deliver the message. So we
praise
ask you right now,
Lord,
it's what I do.
Touch those that came to this altar.
It's what I do.
Strengthen them to do
it's
the work.
It's what I do.
Praise,
more,
praise.
Strengthen them to do the work, God. We cast down fear.
Praise is what I do.
We cast
do.
Down doubt.
It's what I do.
Unbelief.
It's what I do.
Inability.
It's what
cast
I
down
do.
Those things right
it's
now. You are more
it's
than good
I
enough.
Do.
More than good enough.
It's
because you have the power
do.
And the Holy Spirit on
praise.
Board. God chose
praise
you to fill
do.
You. Because he wants to use you. You don't have to meet another man's measure because you've already
it's what
been
I
approved
do.
By God.
It's what I do.
It's what I do.
It's what I do.
It's what I do.
Right now. It's what I do. We believe
praise
you for the work. We believe you for the testimony. We believe you for souls.
Ooh.
Lord, we believe you, Lord, for our faith
what
in
I do.
Christ. Hallelujah. We believe it with doubt being cast down
it's what
in
I
your
do.
Mighty
praise.
Praise.
What
Father,
I
we thank
do.
You right now. And we praise you.
Praise is what I
Amen.
Do.